News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Sorry if the music played a little long there. We dropped connection and then jumped right back on, but we're back. Hey, folks, listen, that last section with State Senator Arthur Orr, listen, education in Alabama, and there's standards. There has to be standards. If you don't have standards, you don't truly have education. And so at some point, there's going to have to be, and I hate it. I mean, at some point, someone is going to face the inevitable call from the school that says, little Johnny or little Jane is going to have to stay in the third grade again, or in math, maybe the fifth grade again. And I would not want, as a parent, I would not want that either. But understand that at some point, we have to say, this is where it's going to be. But I got some stuff that I'm going to go into here in the next half hour. And by the way, if you want to call in after the next half hour break, you can. I ran the last section long a little bit with Arthur Orr just to make sure we had time to get through his discussion on the math and literacy bills. Because those two things are extremely important. You need to know right now that your school board is literally struggling to find a way to get us out of number 50. And the State Department of Education is struggling to find a way to get us out of number 50. Now, I guarantee you they're going to come back and ask for more money, but I'm going to come back, too, after the next break and make you mad with some stuff that you think, okay, we're number 50th in the nation, right? So we should be looking at things like reading, writing, and arithmetic and putting ourselves in a position to teach kids, truly teach kids, about history. And yet, constantly, what we're dealing with is the infection of social justice policies into our school system and Huntsville City Schools is right now in this state. I'm getting copies of slides that are being used in teacher training. That if I'm going to read them to you when we get back from the break, and they're going to make you mad. They just are. I mean, just like, I'll go ahead and throw some terms out there. How about white privilege? How about information and perspectives from a group that teaches, you know, what to do if your 8-year-old son is gay? I mean, your 8-year-old son. I'm just saying, folks, why is this what we're teaching in schools? Why is this what is being brought in and picked up by our school boards? Hey, we need to include that. That's important. We should make sure that we cover down on things like, you know, here's one, talking with children about racism and police brutality. How about reading, writing, and arithmetic? And when they're older and more mature, they will make assessments based on what their parents teach them at home, not upon what some bureaucrat thought was a good idea to give to them in first, second, and third grade. I got more on that when we get back. You're going to want to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. You want to call in after the next break here? 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. We'll be right back.